All right, turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. We're going to be looking at verses 28, 29, and 30. We've been spending a lot of time here lately because there's a lot of good doctrine in these verses. We are preaching on these doctrines that we believe as Baptists. And I'm talking about the time-tested, age-old doctrines that have been passed down over the centuries and now are collected together by those, or at least some of those, who call themselves Baptists. The doctrine we're going to look at this week or tonight is the doctrine of justification. Now, justification is not one of those things that it gets talked about a lot. In fact, it can kind of get lost in the flow or in the shuffle of the different doctrines, for instance, that we find here in Romans 8. But it is just as important as any of the rest of them. And I assure you, you want to know that you've been justified. And so we're going to look at that a little bit in some detail. Before we read our passage, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, O Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord, the services this morning. Pray and thank you, Lord, for the time together here tonight. And Lord, I just pray that you would open our ears to hear and our eyes to see and our minds to understand this doctrine of justification and its importance, and what the Scriptures have to say about it, and what you would have us know, Lord. Lord, just go with us, bless us. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, before we get started here reading this, Ron and I were noticing on our way in, a lot of churches are dark and empty tonight. Then I get here, and Sister Denise is kind of grinning, and she's trying to get me to post something on Facebook about to the effect of, if Jesus is the reason for the season, weren't you at church tonight?
Amen.
That'll work. Or Brother Neil's good about posting controversial things. I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful to be able to worship the Lord God and to be able to look at His Word and talk about things like justification, things that are really important. You know, I know there's going to be, and probably already has been, a lot of gifts shared and everything in this season, and that's all well and good, each to their own in that regard. But I'm going to tell you, the Lord God has given us gifts that are beyond measure, that are eternal, that last, and that are better than any material thing we might be given here upon this earth. Amen. And justification is one of those. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we'll begin there. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And we've talked about calling the last time we were together, the last couple of weeks, really. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. So what is justification? If we're going to try to define it, you might define it this way. It's an instantaneous legal act of God where He declares a person to be just or morally righteous in His sight. He can do this. Well, first of all, He is God and He is the great judge, but He can do this because He thinks of our sins. When I say our, I'll define our in a moment. He thinks of our sins as being forgiven. And He also thinks that Jesus' righteousness belongs to us. Now, the us or the our here is someone who has been quickened by the power of God, given spiritual life, and they've been called, and they have answered that call in repentance and faith. You see, justification comes after we respond to God's call, and it is God's response to our act of faith. We'll read a few passages for you. Turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 26, and you might want to write these down and look them up later, because I'm going to move quickly, but I want you to look at them, okay? Just because I quote them or refer to them doesn't mean that I'm completely right. You need to check the scriptures, okay? But Romans chapter 3, verse 26, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. So it is someone who believes in Jesus that is justified by God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing, you know, I'm going to pause for a second. Sometimes we really look at this verse and we talk about the faith of Christ, and we talk about how the King James is the only translation that I know of that translates it this way. And we might be overlooking what this verse is really all about. Look, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law. In other words, you can't go out and do things that justify yourself. That's why we're lost. We can't keep the law. We violate the law. And we stand, therefore, guilty before God in violation of the law. So our best efforts only dig the hole deeper for us. We cannot be justified by the works of the law. We cannot do things to bring justification to ourselves. So knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. We're going to get more into faith and faith's role here towards the end of the message. But know this. It is by faith, by believing in or on the Lord Jesus Christ, that we then are justified by God. He reacts or he works once we have believed on Christ. But let us understand clearly that this faith is not our own faith. It is the faith of Christ himself, and through that we are justified. So therefore, none of us can boast or brag. We'll get more into that in a moment. Let's move on. So the first thing, I asked the question, what is justification? Now, let's go further. This justification is a declaration that we are righteous before God. You see, God, acting as a judge, declares that an individual is righteous in his sight. Why is this important? Well, for one thing, it means you don't have to pay the penalty for your sins. We may be a little bit spoiled or whatever about this, because we don't think much about sacrifice. If we were a Jew 2,000 years ago who was accustomed to making sacrifices all the time because of sin, then this might mean a little bit more to us. You and I don't have to make any sacrifice for sin. In fact, there is no animal really that we can offer up that will make us completely justified in God's sight. There is only one sacrifice, and that is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross once for all. And because he has made that sacrifice, you and I don't have to. We don't have to pay the penalty for our sins. past, present, and future sins have been paid for by Christ. And thus we can stand before God without any condemnation. Romans 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now note the importance there, and note what's being said. We are speaking of someone who has been given spiritual life. They're not walking in the flesh, they're walking in spiritual life, okay? That means they've been quickened by God, which means, if you go back further, they were predestinated or the elect of God. For those people, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So once you become in Christ Jesus, which happens after you're quickened, and it is a part of that conversion process that we've already talked about in previous doctrines, meaning we have repented and we have believed in faith, and we are in Christ Jesus, there is therefore no condemnation for such a person because of justification. Romans chapter 8, verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. I want you to appreciate what that's telling us. God justifies, and by the way, only God can justify a person. God is the only one with the legal authority to declare a person morally righteous in his sight. Nobody else can do that. Supreme Court of the United States can't do that for you. Congress, president, kings and queens, parliaments, there is no body in all of God's creation that can declare one justified except for God himself. And when he, as the judge, justifies someone, there then is nobody who can come before God and lay any charge against us. Oh, sniveling Satan cannot come before God and point to anybody who has been justified by God and say, but they just sinned. They're a sinner. God looks at Satan and says, I don't see a sinner. I see a righteous person. Because what does he see? He sees the righteousness of his Son cloaked around us. And thus God has declared us justified. And nobody can undo that. That's why one of the many reasons why you cannot lose your salvation. Because God is involved here. And everything God does is eternal. And so when he saves someone, it is for eternity. Because nobody can come and mess it up. You can't mess it up, and nobody else can come along and accuse you of something that might cause your eternal life to be put in peril. We're in God's hands. And what he has said is justified is indeed justified. But how is it that God can forgive our sins then? We've sinned. We know we sin. We continue to sin. How is it that our sins can be forgiven? Well, it's because Christ has already paid the penalty for them on the cross. Therefore, God forgives our sins because they now belong to Christ. They're his to deal with. They are his to pay that penalty, which he has already done. And what he has done is also eternal. So yes, our sins belong to him, and his righteousness belongs to us. Now that is an amazing exchange there, folks. You know, I'm not much by way of deal making. Remember one time many years ago, Rhonda and I were needing to buy a new vehicle, and we'd gone to a dealer. And I'd always been told, you know, they'll probably knock it down $1,000, you know, if you ask. So y'all always ask for more. So I went in, and they quoted a price to me, and I came back at them and for a price that was $1,500 off what they had offered, thinking there would be some haggling. Guy looks at me and says, let me go talk to my manager. Pops up, goes and talks to the manager, comes back with the paperwork. We're signing the deal. And I'm sitting there kicking myself. Well, I should have asked for $2,500 less. I felt bad. I'm just not very good at this deal-making kind of thing. That's why I'm glad that I've been made recipient of the best deal ever. And I didn't have to haggle, and I don't have to, and I don't have any part in it. It's done for me. And that deal is, God took my sins and put them on Christ, and he took Christ's righteousness and put it upon me. Folks, you're not going to beat that deal. There is no way. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 tells us, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now that tells us, outlines for us there, that deal I'm talking about. Our sins put on Christ, his righteousness put on us. Praise God. Now we come back to faith. And I want to close out tonight just by mentioning or talking about faith and its importance. We are justified through faith. And this justification is by God's grace, and it is a free gift to us. Romans chapter 3, verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Justified freely. I don't have to do anything to earn justification. And I certainly can't purchase it. Now that puts a lie to a lot of versions of the gospel that are out there. Those folks who teach you have to earn your salvation have missed it. They've missed the scriptures. They've missed what God has said to us. We cannot earn our salvation, and we don't earn our salvation. It is freely given to us. Justification is freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The one who pays for our salvation is Christ Jesus himself. Now this free gift comes to us through the gift of faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, well-known verses to us. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It is by God's grace, meaning we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. There is no way I can pat myself on the back and say, look at me, I've got myself saved. It don't work that way. God saves me, or has saved me. I didn't have to ask Jesus to come into my heart to save me. He did it. And praise God, he opened my eyes so that I could see that he had done so. So it's by God's grace, meaning we don't deserve it, and it is through faith, meaning we don't earn or merit it by our own works. Now this is badly misunderstood by proponents of the modern gospel, which is a false gospel, by the way. These folks that are putting salvation and whether or not one is given spiritual life and making it dependent on whether or not the person believes in Christ have missed it. God gives spiritual life. And with that, he gives us the gift of faith so that we do believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but not to get spiritual life, but to show that we believe that he has given it to us. And remember a while ago we said it is the faith of Christ? It's not the faith of James that saved James. Nor is it the faith of Den or Sean or Larry or anybody else. It is the faith of Christ. Now, why is that important? Here's the thing. If it rested on what I could conjure up in myself to believe, especially if it rested, if being given spiritual life depended upon what I could conjure up in myself to believe, then I never would have salvation. Because I don't have that kind of faith. In fact, scriptures say that not all men have faith anyway. You see, faith is given to us, but it's not my faith. It's the faith of Christ. And that's extremely important because, you see, James, I could never muster up that kind of faith. I could never earn that kind of faith or produce that kind of faith through my works. It just can't happen. Even if it could, I'm here to tell you what I could choose, I would lose. I'd mess it up somehow. I would be in peril night in, and day out, night in, night out, because I can't maintain that kind of faith. So therefore, I'm extremely thankful that this is the faith of Christ we're talking about. Because you see, Christ has proven faith. His faith in the Father is without question. Everything the Father told the Son to do, the Son did. The Son kept every law perfectly, without sin. Now that's faith. That's real faith. And therefore I am so thankful that God in His wisdom has chosen to give to His people that faith. Faith of James doesn't accomplish very much at all, if anything. The faith of Christ accomplishes everything in the most pleasing ways of all to the Father. You see, the true gospel really is good news because it tells us we don't have to make up a sacrifice for ourselves. Or that we have to generate any kind of good works to earn our salvation. It really is all about the work of Jesus Christ on our behalf. And this work is legally credited to us through justification. Do you agree with me? That justification is pretty important. And it is something that we ought to be thankful to God for each and every day. How amazing are the works of God toward sinners. Praise the Lord Jesus for His works that save our souls. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Before we pray, I just want to say I hope everyone enjoys this time with family that this season brings to pass, and that we all indeed keep the Lord Jesus Christ foremost on our minds. Brother Dim, would you dismiss us?